K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming to you on this Tuesday morning, July 16th, 2024. We're back again after a day off of this podcast, Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Getting right on to it. Big news over the weekend. Major League Baseball draft happened this weekend, and our guy, Kalen Culpepper, drafted in the first round, going up north to the Minnesota Twins. K-State infielder Kalen Culpepper became the first positional player taken in the first round of Sunday night, as he was taken 21st overall by the Minnesota Twins in the 2024 Major League Baseball draft. We've had a pitcher go in the first round, Jordan Wicks, a couple years ago, go in the first round, and now K-State getting another one, but this time an infielder. First time ever K-State baseball program history that an infielder getting there, and you knew already, I think I said this during the postseason a couple months ago, that Kalen Culpepper, first rounder. I think I said that somewhere. I don't remember exactly when, but I do remember that, you know, he's a talent. He's a talent, and I wish I was able to see more of him or watch more baseball games than him. But Kalen Culpepper, of course, the MVP of the Fayetteville Regional a month ago, so Culpepper, he was there at the MLB draft, putting on that twin jersey, and we got him in a quote here. When you look back at the journey that I've been through, all those hard times and all the adversity, all I've been through, it just means so much. He said in a quote there with ESPN, and then he says, quote, this is all the result of it, end quote. Culpepper, 6 foot from Memphis, Tennessee, becomes the second Wildcat in K-State school history, taking it in the first round. I just said it. Jordan Wicks, Chicago Cubs, 2021. So Kalen Culpepper joining Jordan Wicks on that one as well. And D1 Baseball American is the fourth Wildcat selected by the Twins. First since Mickey Blount back in 1998, he was the fifth shortstop taken in this year's draft and the third player taken from the Big 12 Conference, alongside also West Virginia, J.J. Weatherholt. He was taken seventh overall by St. Louis. And Oklahoma State's Carson Binge, 19th overall to the New York Mets. And, of course, Culpepper, more on him here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Quote, I mean, well, Eddie Greer, host of the podcast. quote, I mean, all my family's back there. They all understand how hard I work. Again, this is Kalen Culpepper. Quote, it's just what it took to get here. I'm just really happy and full of excitement right now, end quote there. Staying with Culpepper here, I mean, just being myself, staying confident in who I am and remembering where I came from. I thank my family for that. They did a wonderful job of raising me and my two other siblings, and I just take pride into that, and just so happy to be here right now, end quote there as well. And then Pete Hughes, after the fact, man, coach of this baseball team, quote, we are so happy for Kalen, in a quote there, Coach Pete Hughes, and he continues, quote, he has earned every bit of his good fortune. He embodies the K-State way. He has been a first-round person, student, and teammate since he stepped foot in Manhattan. I know I speak for our entire program when I say that it's been a privilege to be a part of his journey, end quote there as well. And for Pete Hughes, has now overseen 85 draftees in his 27 years of K-State coaching career. There we go. Oh, my goodness. There as well. So, Culpepper, let's see, including 8 first-rounders that P. Hughes have had coached, Culpepper is the 11th draft pick in the Pete Hughes era at K-State. That's crazy. That's something that I gotta take a step back and think about that a little bit. Like, seriously? I'm like, that's crazy. Man, we've given Pete Hughes, I've said this time and time again on this podcast, crap. On this podcast, including throw Alex Aiden in there as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's it. And for Pete Hughes to come into Manhattan, did what he's done, do the job that he's done, not with his team, with individuals, says something about what he's doing in Manhattan, obviously, there as well. To summarize Culpepper's numbers here real quick, Culpepper was one of the Big 12 top offensive producers and players this past year, ranking 5th in RBIs, 6th in hits, while leading in triples, 6th. Additionally, he hit 15 doubles and a career-best 11 home runs to go with his team-high batting average over just short of 330, 328. Batting average in a slugging percentage of 574. Where did I get 27 from? Probably from Keith Hughes. But again, slugging percentage of 574. Well, he was one of three Wildcats to start in all 61 games this past year. Culpepper returned in 23 games with two or more hits to pace the offense, while he turned in 13 games of multiple RBIs and finished with a 10-game hitting streak there as well. And of course, we got to go. I mentioned Fayetteville, MVP. MVP hitting 474, 9 for 19, three doubles, a triple, two home runs for an incredible, listen to this, 1.575 OPS, driving a team-leading 10 RBIs in a real original. Without that, K-State don't win that. They don't win that regional. They just win it. They swept it. They swept the entire thing. La Tech took down 5th-ranked Arkansas and demolished, can't remember the other team's name. They took care of business right there as well. So, yeah, Culpepper was one of my favorite players for sure on that K-State team, or has been. Since he stepped on foot in Manhattan, Kansas. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State. Eddie Greer III here for a few more minutes on the pod. So, yeah, absolutely well-deserved. You knew he's going to be first-round talent there as well. And then going back, rewind the clock back a little bit, folks. Culpepper became the third Wildcat in school history a year ago to be selected to the USA Baseball Collegiate National Team, where he hit 471 to lead Team USA, Paris Olympics, coming here soon. While he got two triples, three home runs, seven RBIs, he achieved a team-leading 853 slugging percentage with a 526 on-base percentage. Three-time All-Big 12 selection, finished his Wildcat career with a 314 batting average, 32 doubles, 6 triples, 26 home runs, 122 runs driven in, 26 career home runs for K-State. Crazy. Crazy. Good stats across the board. The line to finish up, Culpepper for K-State baseball, K-State Wildcat career, 314, 402, 531. That is the line you're looking at that I just read off right there as well. K-State, Caleb Culpepper, drafted in the first round, 21st pick by the Minnesota Twins. Congratulations, Caleb Culpepper. He's going to be missed at K-State for sure there as well. And I also read some great news as well from the women's basketball team. So excited for that. We got to say that for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State. And get it, wherever podcasts are found. You've missed out on episodes over the weekend. This is going to be something I might have started the trend. But this is going to be something I'm hoping to be consistent with. We'll see that I'm hoping to carry on for the rest of the summer and into possibly. Well, we're going to have so much going on with games and all, with postcasts and games and all that. That might not happen, but hopefully we're going to keep doing some K-State player profile. Say that 10 times fast there. So you missed out on Brendan Mott and Marquis Siegel. That is up now wherever you get your podcasts there. We posted those up over the weekend, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. They were both at Big 12 Media Days, in which myself and Alex Aiden will discuss, finally, on the latest new editions coming up on the bonus shows over on Podbean. GRIER number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast. Again, GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast. That is where you're going to type in. That is where you're going to find extra bonus content of the Pearl Project podcast, along with my other podcasts, as well the original EG3 pod, which I just recorded last night. Well, not a bonus show, but future bonus shows on that as well. So you'll find, if you want more Wildcat bonus coverage leading up to football, and really throughout the rest of the year, download the Podbean app right now if you have not already, do so as well. But Kalen Culpepper, congratulations. First rounder, 21st pick to the Minnesota Twins there. So congratulations, Kalen Culpepper, on that, on your new journey. And thank you for a tremendous career at Kansas State. Boy, he did some big things there. And looking forward to keeping track with him as he's now in a Minnesota Twin. Well, in the Minnesota Twins organization. I'm excited to see how well he can work his way up through the farm system. But right now, we're close to that. There's so much to get into. So much happened over the weekend. I talked about a big promotion, women's basketball. We'll get to that at some point this week as well, as we are already in the second half of the month of July. Alex Satan out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project podcast continues. Go Cats.